The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
The logo. Everybody knows it's Jerry West. Has been since 1969. The logos before that were in players. First one kind of looks like a baseball. Could now be the time to change the logo. Could it be Kobe Bryant's? Or Swaggy P? Yeah! What do we say, Paddle?
Swaggy P.
Swaggy P.
Holy okay.
Stop it.
Ball.
Legend.
We'll get to that in a second. We start with the offseason of the quarterback. This has now gotten to a level that is just unbelievable. We'll get to Deshaun Watson in a few. First, Russell Wilson. Adam Schefter reporting Wilson has not demanded a trade via his agent. But Wilson told the Seahawks, if a trade were to happen, the teams he will consider are the Cowboys, Saints, Raiders, Bears. This comes after a deep dive from The Athletic detailing simmering tension, a Thursday night game versus Arizona. He met with coaches. His suggestions were dismissed. He stormed out of the meeting. So considering all that, Woody Page, winner of his last two appearances on Around the Horn, I turn to you. Are you beginning to doubt that the Seahawks and Wilson can patch this up?
Why did he put the Bears in there? That would be my first question. But yes, I think there's been a disconnect between the coach there and the quarterback. And I've always wondered, we're seeing in Houston and now in Seattle that you've got two powerful, strong, great quarterbacks that are not involved in any of the process. I mean, really, it's the most important position in sports, and you're not going to, during the course of the season, sit down with Russell and say, what do you like to do? What do you think we're doing wrong? I know when Peyton Manning came to Denver, one of the main reasons he did was because they said, we'll run your offense. You tell us what you want to run. Why aren't they doing that in with Watson in Houston, where they're saying, we want you involved in the process of hiring? In Seattle, we want you involved in what we're doing offensively. Why don't they just trade Russell Wilson to Houston and Watson to
there
Seattle?
There we go. Maybe solutions-oriented Woody Page. Frank Isola, you read Watson's tweet. You heard Russell Wilson say, this is not a trade demand, but it's not a trade demand. Where are you today?
Yeah. Well, that's exactly right, Tony. It seems like the agent is making sure that he's going to protect Russell Wilson's, everything about him. He does his image. What he's not going to do is he's not going to stomp into the office, I now demand a trade. He's clearly putting it out there that he doesn't want to be on the team anymore. But I would only say this to Woody's point. Keep him involved in everything and what plays he wants. It's February. The season just ended. And oh, by the way, the season ended because he had an awful game. He threw one of the worst interceptions of the season. And I'll go back to, wasn't it a lot of the defensive players on Seattle that had issues with Russell Wilson? And now it seems like the focus is on him, and maybe he's having some trouble handling that pressure.
Clinton Yates, Around the Horn to you.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the thing about the input from quarterbacks is important here for me as well, because in general, obviously that makes sense. But in specific in Seattle, Pete Carroll, let the record show, is not always the best decision maker when it comes down to things in which you want to win. You could ask Marshawn Lynch about that. So not only in general do I think that a lot of quarterbacks need to be have more input in their offenses, but in this particular case, I don't want Pete Carroll discussing everything all out in the open when one of the most popular guys in the history of our franchise wants to do something more. This doesn't make sense to me. It's going to be hard for these two sides to get back together, I think, publicly, because of all of the dirty laundry that's been aired at this point. I don't think this is becoming of Russell Wilson and who he's been in the NFL as a player and as a leader.
And Jackie McMullen, are you beginning to doubt whether Seattle and Wilson can patch things up?
Well, you know, Carroll and Russell Wilson have been together a long time. They've been through a lot. They've won Super Bowls. They've lost them in excruciating fashion. And by the way, when Pete Carroll chose to let Russell Wilson throw the ball, by the way, Clinton, let's be clear on that, okay? So one of the things I think that's happening here is that Russell Wilson, and it goes back, he's sitting at the Super Bowl watching Tom Brady, who went to Tampa Bay, and they sat down and said, Tom, what do you want to do? But here's the thing. Tom Brady won all those other Super Bowls not in that manner at all, with a coach that did not bring him in and say, here, you can do whatever you want. Does Russell Wilson deserve input? Of course he does, particularly when it comes to shoring up that offensive line. That in particular, I side with Russell Wilson because that's his future. That's his health. He's one, you know, horrible sack away from a terrible catastrophic injury. That all makes perfect sense. But it has to be collaborative. It can't just be Russell Wilson going in with a laundry list of demands and Pete Carroll, who's been around a long time, saying, okay, good, you get to do everything. It's got to be collaborative, and I do worry, is that time passing?
Frank Isola back in.
Well, that's the point, Jackie. You know, they have won together. We're making it seem like Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson haven't been a winning combination, and this whole thing seems to be somewhat orchestrated. This story coming out, he does kind of want to be traded. They're doing it to protect Russell Wilson's image, but if I'm Seattle and I think he's the best quarterback for my team, I'm not trading him. And again, you know that he is involved on some level, and you want to blame the Super Bowl on Pete Carroll. He didn't throw the interception. To me, that's on the coaching staff. That's on the quarterback as well. He was the one that...
All right, so we have, per the Schefter report, Cowboys, Saints, Bears, Raiders. Some blockbuster situations here. Clinton Yates, does any make more sense than the other?
The Saints provide a lot of smoke, considering we don't know what's going on with the Drew Brees situation, but I also think that would be the best fit. I would love to see that in terms of Russell Wilson making the next step.
Jackie?
No, I'm with Clinton, the Saints, Dem Saints. That would be amazing. But I think Russell Wilson should stay right where he is. Figure it out. They can do this.
I'll speak on behalf of Michael Wilbon and Sarah Spain, the Chicago Bears. How good
would
you be?
Wow, this is incredible to me. Nobody's jumping on the Cowboys bandwagon here. I know.
That's
Jack Prescott for Russell Wilson after everything we've been through the last 12 months. Doesn't that seem doable? Woody, I like your idea. Watson for Wilson. You can go expand a little bit on that for me.
Well, I just think if you have just two disgruntled quarterbacks that are that good that everybody's talking about, you can't give up Watson. I would guess that the mayor of Houston, I think the media and the fans would say, oh, we're getting Russell Wilson. Don't you think the people in Seattle would go, oh, we're getting Deshaun Watson? So, I mean, I think that's it's not going to happen, but I think that's the kind of deal that would save you. Otherwise, if you are Russell Wilson, people there, media, the fans, the politicians, everybody wants him to stay there except maybe one or two people that I'd rather get rid of than Russell Wilson.
Not sure who you're talking about there, Woody, but it's okay. Deshaun Watson, news of the day. He met with head coach David Culley of the Texans and reiterated he doesn't want to be a Texan. And then this tweet, loyalty means everything. What does it mean, Clinton Yates?
It means that he's definitely not going to the New England Patriots, who could use a quarterback, if you ask me, because loyalty is not a thing for that franchise. But it also means, again, this is a situation where it's gotten too far publicly, in my opinion, for any of these franchises to look at themselves with any sort of pride. You cannot let your best players be out here airing themselves out this way in terms of the fact that you've probably done something wrong if people who are that valuable to your franchise are that upset to the point that they needed to bring it to the public.
When he's talking about loyalty, does that mean that he knows that he's coming back and he wants to look at it like, see, I'm being loyal to Houston? I need to know what happened from the time he signed that extension in September until now. And don't bring up DeAndre Hopkins. He was traded before he signed the extension. I've never heard of a player signing an extension and 5 months later, I can't be here anymore. When does that ever happen?
We talked about this. He said he wanted input on what else was happening with the team and didn't get it. It's not unlike the Russell Wilson situation. The money is one thing, but the respect and the agency of who you are as a team leader matters as well. For a player young in the NFL, I think you have to bend to that.
I think it's even worse than that, Clinton, because you did bring him in and then you ignored what he suggested. That's even worse than not bringing him in at all, in my opinion. So what does it mean? Does it mean, the Pittsburgh Steelers gave Ben Roethlisberger loyalty? Does it mean that the Houston Texans showed loyalty to J.J. Watt? I don't know. I'm so confused by this. I can't wait to find out what it is.
Yeah, everybody's waiting because once one quarterback moves, then everything will start. But until that moment happens, and we just added Russell Wilson to the potential moves today. Never before in the history of the NFL has there been so much uncertainty at the quarterback position. We're going to move on. NBA now. Utah 114, Lakers 89. LeBron mercifully parked on the bench in the fourth quarter of this one. Look at this liquid hot magma take from Woody Page. Where has this been my whole life? Finally, somebody showing respect to the Jazz. Best Jazz team you've ever seen. Even better than Stockton and the Malone years when they made the finals. Woody, convince your cohorts this.
This team has more depth. It has more talent, evenly divided. It has actually better coaching than they had then. I was there at the finals against the Bulls, and of course, we know that Michael Jordan took over that series. But when you look at it, that team was all about Stockton and Malone. They surrounded him with a bunch of players that were just fill-ins. I mean, you're talking about Mark Eaton types at center. So
Hold on a second. What you made your point. I'm getting laughter, a laugh track. Jackie McMullen, first to you.
Well, I just find it hilarious that you don't think centering a team around Stockton and Malone is a good idea. They're like two of the greatest players of all time and the greatest 50 players of all time. So I will say this, Woody. I get your point, and the depth is a good point because this team is built differently. But let's just hold on a minute. Those teams did go to the finals. If it weren't for Jordan, they probably would have won multiple championships. I love this Utah Jazz team, but I think you're just getting a little ahead of yourself there.
Jackie's 100% right. Come on, Woody. You're just trying to stir it up a little bit here. You're talking about two top 50 players of all time that made it to two NBA finals. They had longevity. They were always in the playoffs. This team got knocked out in the first round. Maybe can they get there this year? Maybe if things break right, Anthony Davis doesn't come back. I love this Utah team. But come on now. It's not better than the teams they had in 97 and 98.
Uh-oh, Woody. You're taking some hits right now. Clinton Yates, are you with Woody here, or are you with Frankie and Jackie?
I mean, not only were they top 50 players, they were dream teamers at that. And Jerry Sloan, I'm not throwing that kind of disrespect to him. But I do think there's something to be said about what the Jazz have done over the last three seasons. 3 years ago, we were kind of like, oh, nice and upcoming team. Things got a little thrown off kilter last season. Now, they are robust. They are tremendous in the three-point line, and they are one of the best teams, if not the best team in the NBA. That game last night, the Lakers only had 64 points going into the fourth quarter. I mean, to me, this is the dominant team of the NBA right now, and they've got, you know, the wins to show.
You're taking in water right now. Please resurrect your case here. Hurry up.
The Jazz had a two-man team. They had a two-man game. It was back and forth between Stockton and Malone. This team last night,
Quinn Snyder
said, during a timeout, shut up.
Goodness gracious.
During a timeout last night, Quinn Snyder said, you know, guys, keep the four spread. They couldn't shoot three-pointers back then like this team can.
Well, nobody in the world could. Oh, man. And you also had Quinn Snyder, who's doing a great job, better than Jerry Sloan. I mean, this is a tough one for...
Karl Malone was an MVP, guys. MVP of the league.
Coming up, logo talk. Everybody's going to take this quiz now, courtesy of Basketball Academics. Who do you see? What do you, Jordan, of course.
Shaq.
You got Shaq, all right. There's Kobe and LeBron. Oh.
What is that?
Oh, LeBron? No. What did they do to Isaiah Thomas there? Oh, I didn't see that.
Come on, y'all.
And KD on Twitter? Oh, man, that's cold. We'll be back by ourselves.
That's ridiculous.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
If you've been waiting for Baylor, West Virginia, and you have, it's been postponed twice already, you have to keep on waiting. Cancel tonight, the third time. This one, the Big 12 saying it's to keep the Bears from having six games in 2 weeks. So Baylor came back earlier this week from a 3-week COVID stop, just beat Iowa State. They have Kansas Saturday, three games next week, then the conference tournament, then the NCAA tournament. Clinton, how do you think this disruption and then the reload will affect the number two team in the country, 18-0 Baylor Bears, in the NCAA tournament?
Teams don't get better by not playing, but overall, if we're supposed to buy into the notion that March Madness is actually going to happen, I don't believe that cramming in games late in the season is very safe. Baylor's won 10 games in this conference. We all know they should be a number one seed, but if you're putting risk at, you know, if you're putting all this extra risk and forcing people to play, we all know that they're not changing the schedule once they set the bracket. That doesn't seem smart to me. Focus on what the moneymaker is. Make the main thing the main thing. That's March, not now.
Woody Page?
For those of you watching at home, don't give up on me yet. The Pac-12 was the worst conference in all of America. Well, guess what? Big 12 has just surpassed it. West Virginia's in Texas playing a game, and yet they're told to go home and not play Baylor? It makes no sense how they're administrating this conference. Now you're going to shove 16 games into right before you go into the conference tournament? What is going on with this, people? Stupidity is alive down there with the Big 12.
Frank Isola?
I think what he's trying to say is West Virginia should not be in the Big 12. Here's the thing, if you're Baylor, you know what? If you're playing less games, less travel, COVID won't be an issue maybe come NCAA tournament time, because that could be their toughest opponent. I think they'll be fine going into the tournament. That's what everybody that's going to enter the tournament is mostly worried about. Could they be knocked out by the virus?
But couldn't you argue, Frank, that 21 days off, you've kind of already been sideswiped by the virus by missing 3+ weeks. Yeah. And then in the game they narrowly won the other night, three of their players were still in COVID protocols. So I don't know what the answer is. You feel for Baylor. They're having this historic year during historic pandemic. It's kind
They're mowing through everybody, just like Gonzaga has all season.
They were.
And this week's game was the closest game they played all year.
Yeah.
Buy or sell two, Shohei Ohtani. 28 months after Tommy John surgery. All right? He says he was topping out at 97 in his session yesterday. Last year, when he came back for those two appearances, his ERA was 37. Again, 28 months in surgery. Woody, should the Angels still be on board with the two-way Ohtani play?
Sure, they said in November that they want to continue this experiment, and he said, he through interpreters, he wants to continue to do it. Why not? He's still young. He's coming back from injuries. He is must-see baseball when I go to a spring training. This is great. We all hope it works. There's no reason to shut him down at either one coming up now this year.
Mark Isola.
The concept of a two-way player, who doesn't like it? Who doesn't root for it? But let's be honest, it hasn't worked out right now. To me, make him a full-time hitter, maybe a spot starter. That would seem to work.
Jackie McMullen?
I would say you could proceed, but with extreme, extreme caution. He said through an interpreter he threw 97 miles an hour. There was no gun showing him throwing 97 miles an hour. You got to make sure that you're doing this with the utmost caution, because if you want him to survive in the major leagues, he has to be healthy.
Clinton Yates.
I never liked the gimmick idea to begin with, and at this point, you have an out. He's also working on his hitting, taking live pitching early in the spring, so cleaning up his approach at the plate, which is important. He's one of the best base runners we've seen on that team in a long time, and he can mash. He has plenty of utility, not pitching. I think you should try to maximize that if you're the Halos, for sure.
Buy or sell three, Kyrie Irving's suggestion to make Kobe Bryant the NBA logo. This was something we talked about last year, and it's come up again, 1 year since the death of Kobe Bryant. Frank? Is that a change the NBA should consider, if not Kobe, another image?
Nah, you know, it's an iconic logo that they have already. This came up last January. We listed the number of reasons it wasn't going to happen. But if it does happen, in 50 years from now, there's more international players in the NBA, I want either Hakeem or Nikola Jokic on the logo then. How about that, if we're going to change it?
Jackie McMullen, should the NBA consider changing to Kobe Bryant?
I think they should consider something to honor Kobe Bryant besides the All-Star game, which they've already done. But it's Jerry West. We all know it's Jerry West. They've never confirmed it's Jerry West. Therefore, if they did a logo that was never really confirmed as Kobe Bryant, is that going to get the job done for everybody who's clamoring for this? Kobe Bryant deserves to be honored in some certain way. I'm just not sure.
Clinton Yates?
I think this is an exactly appropriate honor for Kobe Bryant, because considering what happened when he passed away, I think that the discussion we've had around this being LeBron or Michael, you solve both problems if you simply put Kobe being Bryant, somebody who everybody understands is an iconic player of his generation.
And Woody Page.
very simply, logos have been updated throughout the history of leagues. Why not do it now? I think it makes total sense. And if you're watching at home, you can give up on me now.
Well, let's take a picture of your logo right now, Woody Page. Let's see what it's going to be here. We'll give you a little flyer for that. You know, Jackie, you said the NBA has never admitted it's Jerry West in the logo. Right. Who are they fooling here? It's Jerry West in the logo. Look at that.
Well, of course it is. Of course it is.
All right. Woody Page, Frank Isola.
I won the conference call.
You won the conference call. You'll be watching Clinton Yates and Jackie McMullen in Showdown in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Clint Yates, Jackie McMullen in Showdown. Ms. McMullen, not sure if you noticed, the Boston Celtics are struggling. Kendrick Perkins on NBC Sports Boston postgame last night called it rock bottom, the 15-point loss to Atlanta. Jackie, is this rock bottom for the Celtics?
I'm going to agree with Perk because I saw something last night that I really hadn't seen. Is it looked to me like these guys quit in this game. That's one thing that I hadn't seen before. That this team has a lot of issues, but they got to have effort or they're screwed.
Top picks, cap space, trade exception. Danny Ainge had a lot of things he was going to try to do, but this is the first time this late in the season the Celtics have been under 500 since the Obama administration. I'm sorry. This is absolutely rock bottom for Ainge.
Does Brad Stevens finish the season, Jackie Mac, if it continues like this?
I think he does.
You think he does?
I think he does.
Does Danny Ainge finish the season if it continues like this?
I think he does, but then from then on, I don't know what's going to happen.
We'll move on. Showdown 2, Cody Bellinger. He says no more forearm bash after dislocating his shoulder Game 7 of the NLCS. He'll be a handshake guy from now on. Clinton Yates, is that change you can believe in?
Yes, I like this. I mean, not just for the injury reasons, but also for the sanitation reasons, considering what we're doing, exchanging each other. Maybe a bow is appropriate at this point.
Mm.
Yep, this one should go by the boards. And the other one, Clinton, is when someone hits a big home run and everybody mobs him at home plate, is smashing him on the head. David Ortiz used to tell me he was worried about actually getting a concussion. They were hitting him so hard. And he had a lot of home runs.
No handshakes, though. In the COVID era, the bow is the way to go, Clinton Yates. You've got the FaceTime. 30 seconds.
I'd like to highlight the efforts of two schools in the Big Ten. Starting next year, there's going to be a trophy named after George Jewett. He was the first person who played for Michigan and Northwestern in the Big Ten and the first black player in all of the Big Ten to play football. He went to Michigan first, then went to Northwestern second. They're now going to have a trophy to honor him. This is as good as it gets for rivalry trophies, y'all. Forget all this other nonsense. The way to honor black history is by telling folks about people they don't know about and letting us know present day who they were. Good job, buddy.
Thank you for doing that, Clinton Yates. 23.5-hour break. We'll see you tomorrow. Woody, yesterday you were Mr. Met. Today you're Mr. Mute.